You heard anything from Norbert then?
Nothing. I've heard nothing from Norbert nor from Robin Gross.
Okay. Robin Gross, not on the call. Okay. Tony Harris?
Yes, I'm here.
From Tony. Tony Holmes?
Yes, Bruce.
Greg Rue?
Yeah.
Greg? Kiyoshi? Lucy Nichols.
Lucy's absent. She probably won't be able to get onto the call, and she's given her proxy to Nicholas and then to Kiyoshi. And I've had no news from Kiyoshi.
Okay. Nicholas Lagergren.
I'm here.
Thank you, Nicholas. Avery Doria.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Avery. And Alex Wilson, I think, gave his proxy.
I think Alex Wilson gave his proxy to you, Bruce.
Okay.
And Maureen was going to try and be on the call, but she's not certain. She's still recovering from the operation.
Okay. It sounded like we had Suzanne Sen, was that right?
Yes, indeed.
Welcome, Suzanne. And Brett Fawcett. We have Brett. I like it. Michael Pallage, I think.
I'm here, Bruce, yes.
Welcome, Michael. And Liz Williams.
Yes, Bruce.
Welcome, Liz. Do we have Olaf Nordling?
Yes. Here.
Welcome, Olaf. And Maria Farrell?
Maria might be a little late because it's very early in the morning.
Yes, I understand that. I only just found out today she's actually in
She's in
California.
LA, yes.
That may be the situation with Kiyoshi, too, because I believe it's 5 a.m. in Mexico City if he's there.
Right. Fine. Okay. Is there anyone else online that I haven't covered? There's Glenn's obviously online as well.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Well, I think we've got quorum. Now, in terms of a draft agenda, I sent something out probably around 24 hours ago, which hopefully hit the council list.
Yes, and it was put up on the website too.
Okay. And that was basically saying that I guess the agenda is, one, looking at what's the outcome of the initial introduction of new TLDs. Second one is looking at policy development tasks that come out of previous work. And the third area is considering whether we might want to treat or how we treat internationalised domain names. And there's a possibility that we might want to try a pilot there. So that's roughly an agenda. Does anyone want to change or approach the topic in a different way?
Bruce, it's Marilyn.
Yep.
I would like to just ensure that we have a discussion, and I leave it to you on if we have it before we launch into your agenda or under the first topic. But we need to discuss the status of work that needs to be done to conclude the evaluation of the existing new GTLDs. And how to ensure that work is completed and can be taken into account.
All right, I'll treat that under agenda topic one, I think.
Okay.
Any other changes? Okay, so agenda topic one then is basically saying that...
Bruce, I'm sorry. I wanted to ask you to think about a second change.
Yep.
I believe that the last topic regarding IDN may actually move more quickly than the first topic. Would you consider our addressing that topic first?
Carrie here, may I make a suggestion if we're going to follow up on Marilyn's suggestion?
Yeah, go ahead, Carrie.
Seeing a distinction between the IDN, the multiple representation of a pre-existing TLD string using IDN alternatives, and the creation from scratch of new TLDs where the requested string happens to be IDN.
Yeah, I think there are two topics there, yes.
Right. And so...
I treat both of those topics in the area of number three. I'm not sure that it's going to be a short discussion, to be honest, Marilyn.
Okay, I'm happy with that. It just occurred to me that that topic per se is basically for the council, I think, to agree that we would support a separate parallel process, as complicated as it may be, but perhaps not to go into the detail of how complicated it would be. That was the decision I thought might be relatively rapid.
Yeah, I think what I suggest, maybe we can switch the order between 3 and 2. I think number 1 is probably important, which is really just about whether we add anything to the route at all.
Right.
And that really doesn't matter what it is that you're adding to it. And then if we've dealt with that topic, then we can decide, all right, do we want to, if we are adding something to the route, do we want to carve out the IDNs from the discussion and treat those separately? So let's perhaps just deal with the first topic and just see where people think we're at there. So the first topic, as I understand it, is basically that the Names Council did actually come up with a policy saying that it supported the introduction of new TLDs, that there should be an initial introduction of those new TLDs, that introduction needed to be evaluated, and based on that evaluation, whether to continue with the introduction of new TLDs. Now, there's a lot of work done behind that. There's a lot of papers that have all sorts of reasons as to why we should introduce TLDs. And so perhaps if we can take the first item off there, Marilyn, is I had considered that the evaluation was complete. You're saying you don't think the evaluation is complete? There's something that hasn't been done yet, is that?
Yes, and I've been involved in this process since the working group, which led to the creation of the formal policy process. I was also a member of the President's Evaluation Committee. We structured this, as I recall, refreshed my memory from both my notes and the reports, that this was a proof of concept round. There was agreement to move forward with a proof of concept round, but there would be an evaluation. In the analysis of the kind of evaluation that needed to occur, we acknowledged in the committee that it could take so long to thoroughly understand the impact that we would completely disappoint and frustrate the community, and therefore we had to set priorities and determine the critical issues which needed to be evaluated. Then received a report, which is really a partial report on the introduction of the first proof of concept round, which includes .museum, .aero, .biz, .info, .pro, .name, .co-op. There was then an interim step where the council supported and the community supported the extension of that proof of concept round to a set of sponsored names. We have not received an evaluation that extends the assessment into the process of introducing the sponsored name. We have not concluded, in my view, some of the essential elements of the impact of the first round. And I will give as an example the fact that we have not solved satisfactorily yet the resolution of the more than three letter TLDs. Whatever that list of items are that are essential to complete, I believe those need to be identified, and they need to progress in parallel with whatever other process and inform that process of introducing any further new GTLDs.
Marilyn, can you unpack what you mean by the word solve? You used that a few times when you were referring to the analysis, and as it relates to those problems that we've encountered, those challenges that we've encountered.
Maybe address, Ross, is okay. A better word than solve.
Like understand?
I certainly agree that it's going to be difficult in some situations to know exactly what the answer is, but as I look at the recommendations made by the committee whose name no one can pronounce for the evaluation of the introduction of the proof of concept round, we really, in this case, when I say we, I mean ICANN. I don't mean the council, but I mean ICANN. We have not completed the necessary and critical evaluation. And I use that term to mean that not all 20 items need to be revisited and completed, but I believe we need to assess where we are and what lessons we've learned from the introduction of the initial proof of concept round and the sponsored round. By the way, what we may have learned as a lesson is that the fee that's being charged is either too much or not enough for the evaluation process. We might learn that it is that the contracting period is longer than it needs to be or shorter than it needs to be. I'm not prejudging what we've learned. I'm just saying we haven't actually completed getting those lessons identified and then incorporated to inform us and therefore inform the community and the board.
Okay, can I just sort of offer a slightly different perspective and you know, accept that you know, what I guess you're saying is the report that's been created is dealing just with the policy and legal aspects, and there are presumably other aspects that the evaluation committee said needed to be looked at. Is that roughly right, Marilyn?
Okay, let me, in that case, when you use the word report that's been created, should we refer to that as Olaf's paper?
No, I'll refer to this one as Miriam Shapiro's paper.
Ah.
So Miriam Shapiro created a paper that was called, I'm just looking at it, it's called The Evaluation of New TLDs, Policy and Legal Issues. Now, I understood that to be one of the requested outputs, and prior to that, there was a working group that sort of said, here are the questions that need to be considered in doing an evaluation. So I'm just trying to clarify, are we saying that the Miriam report only dealt with some of those questions? Is that correct?
That's right, and the working group you're referencing, I was on.
Right. And okay, so that's kind of the facts of where we're up to. So that thanks for
and you know, let me be clear. I was not proposing we have to stop and get those done first. I'm saying they can occur in parallel, but they need to take place, and they need to take place in a timely manner to inform us. It may be a parallel process with ongoing feedback, but certain things need to really occur before ICANN advances the introduction of further new GTLDs. And I'll mention a second one that's very much on the mind of the business community: ensuring that there's effective escrow, ensuring that there is a process in place for the fallover of a registry. Neither of those things, which were recommended in that committee report, neither of those things have advanced satisfactorily.
So that was recommended in the committee report. I'm just trying to see if I can find an act.
I can never pronounce the name of the committee I was on. The NTEPPTS.
Here we go with all those initials again.
That's right. Yeah. So that committee. Okay.
Give the pronunciation.
So let me just sort of pick up on that, and because I just want to sort of clarify, there's two different approaches to this. One approach is to sort of say, okay, we'll carry out all these evaluations, and then we're going to create a policy development process to decide whether to introduce new TLDs. That's one approach. My concern about that is probably most, in my view, that has been said about, yeah, the reasons for introducing TLDs, as opposed to the mechanisms, but for the reasons for introducing TLDs, has probably been covered in the past. And I'm wondering whether, rather than saying we're going to create a new policy whether to introduce new TLDs or not, we treat it the same way we've been treating the transfers policy, and basically say that there was a policy, you know, new transfers policy. We then have a review process for that transfers policy, and that review process has been sort of an ongoing review. So we review it at 3 months, 6 months, and so on. And we've had a working group that works with the staff and considers what's happened since the introduction of the new transfers policy. And ultimately it's saying, is there something we should change because of the introduction of that policy? So if I use that analogy and then apply it to this, I'd say we had a policy to introduce new TLDs. We introduced some. And then what we're looking at saying is, has introducing those new TLDs changed our original decision to introduce new TLDs? And if we treat that as a policy review process as opposed to a policy development process, then I think that policy review process can then follow along the lines that you're referring to, Marilyn, where we're basically saying, well, what are the questions we want to review? Let's get the data that you're looking for. But I don't think we're changing the original policy. I think we're really using that data for the next steps.
Bruce, this is Ken Stubbs. Will you put me in a queue?
Yeah, and I'll take a queue on this, but I just want to kind of put that out as those choices.
Like,
do we treat it as a policy development exercise or a policy review exercise?
Bruce, I'm happy to be in the queue after others.
Yep, so I had Ken. Anyone else want to talk to this particular question? No one else? Okay, Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, I think we probably need to acknowledge the fact that there are still some, from a security standpoint, and more importantly from a stability standpoint, some serious issues that need to be addressed and more actively formalized, especially in the areas of commitments made for escrowing data and so forth. I think that needs to be looked at very closely. I'll remember that when CORE and the other four members of the original registrar group were contracted with ICANN, there was a significant emphasis put on this function on part of the ICANN's goal and a part of ICANN's responsibility to provide this function. And to the best of my knowledge, and please correct me if I'm wrong, at this point in time, most of that work is still being done on a, there's no formalized process. Bruce, you're much more closely involved in this than I am, but I think that as we move forward, we need to make sure that we get from any new candidates firm commitments for a definitive process for escrowing data to ensure that this is the case. So those are, in my opinion.
Well, let me just respond quickly on the escrow thing. Each of the new registry operators does actually have to have in place escrow. So that's in place. That means data gets stored somewhere else. What hasn't been tested is ICANN actually taking that data and recreating the registry. That's a very different thing. So it's one thing to store data away, and I think all the registry operators are contractually required to do that, and they contractually need to include in their agreements who they're doing the escrow with. But that's basically saying, I've got this data and I've stored it in a box somewhere. The bigger issue is, how do you actually get that data and build a registry from it?
Well, and I guess that's the point I'm making very simply, Bruce. And I mean, you've been dealing with this kind of stuff for years. It would seem to me that there should be protocols, there should be a specific procedure established, and frankly, it wouldn't be a bad idea from ICANN's standpoint, with its primary function being security and stability, if they didn't develop some sort of a testbed exercise to ensure that, in fact, the data that's being stored can be retrieved and reconstituted in a way that allows for a stable transition. You know, I mean, I don't understand why we at least don't put this out on the table. And in my opinion, it deserves at some point in time, if not a formal working group, a technical body that can work with ICANN and between the ICANN and the registries to ensure that there's a methodology that's fully documented and has been tested. That's all.
Yeah, and so I agree with you. So on that particular topic, that's not really relevant to the question of should we introduce new TLDs or not. That's really relevant to the second part of the agenda, which is saying what are the issues we need to set policy on so that we feel comfortable with continuing to introduce them, if you like. So that's more to do with the conditions of the registry contracts. What in a registry contract, what's important? And we're saying it's important to do escrow, And you're also saying that it's important for ICANN to have at least tested that whatever the provisions are work, and I don't believe a test has ever been done. It applies to registrars too, by the way. So
I know, that's what I'm thinking about as well. Yeah. In the case, especially in the case of the thin registries, there's nothing consistent at all in the way in which hundreds of registrars are maintaining data, to the best of my knowledge, unless the registrar constituency set up a procedure that everybody's bought into. But
taking the New Orleans, there are some registrars in that region. It'd be interesting to know just what happens there if they do lose all their data, because it may well not be protected. So, Marilyn, you're next.
Bruce, I want to push back a little bit on your statement that we have a policy, and just make sure that we have a policy to introduce new GTLDs, and make sure that we all are in agreement on that. I've apprenticed myself to follow in Olaf's shoes and reread all of our earlier reports, and it's a formidable task. So I applaud you, Olaf, for having waded through it so effectively. It's an excellent report summary that you've put together for us. The question on the table here is, have we, as the GNSO Council, have we actually determined that there is a policy for the introduction of new GTLDs? There's a continued request and call to examine developing a policy. There's comments about we should develop a policy. There's a request for a report on new GTLD policy and the development of a strategy. You're proposing that the council agree that that ICANN, and therefore we, have an existing policy, largely based on practice and incremental steps, would be my view, and that we assume that and move forward. I will raise one point about doing that, and I'm not opposing doing that. I'm just going to raise a point about it. I've been dissatisfied to date with the understanding by some on the board and trickling down into the staff of the view of the role of the council and the GNSO in this particular arena. So as long as if we accept your assumption, I want to be sure that we do not grandfather in some past experiences where we have been bypassed and have had to now reach out and regain what is in fact our responsibility.
Yeah, I think before dealing with the second part of your issue about whether you get bypassed or not, the first part of your issue I think is exactly right. I've read this stuff a number of times, and to me it's ambiguous. You could treat it as two ways. You could say that the policy was to introduce new TLDs and that we'd do a test and we'd carefully evaluate the test before continuing with that policy. Or you could say the policy was that we're only introducing this limited round and that's it, and we have to create a new policy to move forward. So those are, I think, two alternative interpretations of the same words. I think it's important that the council has a position on what it believes, because the council originally created that in a way, but there's probably a lot of new people since then. But I think the council needs to come out with a statement of what it believes is the position. Then I think we need to take that to the board and say, do we get your agreement with that as to way to move forward? So it is a very important question, and that's why I'm being particular about asking people's views. So I've heard your view. Well, I'm not sure what your view is, actually. I think you're just acknowledging that it could go either way, presumably. But I want to kind of get a sense of what the council thinks about that particular question, because that really defines what we do next in the policy development process. If there is no policy to introduce new TLDs, then that's clearly the first item on our policy agenda. Or if we've decided that and we're just reviewing that, we can treat that as a policy review, and then we can get into sort of the second area, which is to say, okay, well, what are the policy things we need to do? And the council in previous decisions has actually made some decisions along the way. It said, you know, the introduction of TLD should be bottom-up, demand-driven. It's made decisions that a policy should be created for objective criteria. So there's a number of decisions in there that we can roll in and start working on, but I'm just wanting to make sure that we have an agreed starting point, so that's why I'm asking that particular question.
Let me ask a question, if I may, Bruce, if you could put me in the queue.
In either case...
Yeah, I'll put you in, Ross.
Thanks.
In either case, are you suggesting that that we would skip one round of work, or that the work would essentially be the same in either case?
No, I don't think the work's the same in either case. In one case is actually we're using a PDP, a full policy development process, to decide whether to introduce new TLDs. And that would then be going back over all the material, you know, like are we introducing TLDs for competition, consumer choice, reliability, you know, all those original reasons that were put forward. We start having a discussion about all that. And my view from looking at the history of this is there was a lot of work that went into getting to that original Names Council resolution of I think, 1999. And I'm scared that we have to, you know, that could be another year to do all that work again as a PDP. So if we accept that there is a policy and what we're doing is reviewing it and seeing whether that policy is still valid, then we treat it the same way we're doing for transfers or where we're basically doing a policy review and we're saying, is that policy still the right one? What's happened in the in this introduction? You know, did we keep to our principles? Did security and stability maintained? All those sort of things. So I am talking about a different process depending on the initial decision. Ross, you.
I think, and you know, with all respect to the April 2000 council members that are still on the council today, I think that. First recommendation of the GNSO, or DNSO at that time, was kind of chicken. It seemed to have really focused on a very limited set of issues while punting on the longer-term issues, and I think now we're in the time frame where we're needing to deal with those longer-term issues. I'm not sure that I agree it's as unclear as you indicate. I'm not sure that there's quite two options there. I just don't think, as it relates to that long-term view, that there's necessarily any concrete statement there. So I would wonder, Bruce, my question is whether or not a review will uncover much more than the policy is unclear. We need additional policy, which leads us right back.
That's why I'm suggesting that we start work on... that's my concern, I guess, Ross, that if we repeat that exercise, we end up pretty much where we are now anyway.
Right, so my question is, wouldn't it just make more sense to start a PDP knowing full well that the previous council direction was really, really unclear as it relates to that long-term view? Because I don't think that the review is really going to uncover anything new. I could be taking a cynical view of that. I'd like to hear what the other councillors think.
No, I'm agreeing with that, Ross, but I'm still saying is what's the starting point of that policy decision work going forward? Because if you make a decision that you're introducing new TLDs, then your policy work is all about how you do it.
Right.
If you haven't made that decision, then your policy is all about, you know, should we be introducing TLDs? So it's all the arguments about competition, consumer choice, all sorts of stuff that's all around whether you should introduce something into existence, full stop.
So to understand the proposal then, I think what I hear you saying is that if we undertake a review, our work will be much easier when we get to the PDP phase.
I think what Marilyn was suggesting too at the beginning of the call was that we do that in parallel. We do have, we continue the work on the evaluation, just as we're continuing the work on the evaluation of transfers, and we pick up on what's missing, because I must admit, not entirely clear to me at the moment, but we have a topic which is saying there's a working group that's looking at the evaluation of the previous round. So it's collecting data, and we work out what new data we need. So we're saying the Miriam Shapiro report covered some of it. And, you know, as Ken says, maybe we want data on what sort of escrow provisions were used or something like that. You know, we work out what new data we want, and that's a review process.
Bruce, Ken, will you put me in the queue, please?
Thanks. And Avery?
Carolyn.
And Marilyn? So then I'm saying I'm really just defining what's the starting point for the policy development.
Mm-hmm.
And the policy development could be saying okay, well, one of the areas of policy developments, what's the criteria for selecting new TLDs as a general topic area? Another general topic area is, what are the conditions we want to place on these new operators? And escrow and things like that would be conditions you want to place on those operators. So that's basically where I was coming from.
Okay, I think I understand. I'll hold back. I have a bunch of further questions, but I'll hold back until I hear more. I may understand more as the discussion progresses.
Yeah, and I'm just sort of putting things out on the table here, really.
Yeah, I understand.
Ken?
Yeah, just 1 minute for a mild defense of the people who were involved back
in 2000. No, Ken, please don't take that seriously at all.
No, I'm not taking it seriously, but the only thing I want to do is to point out, Ross, that in a period of 5 years, the landscape has changed so drastically. All you have to do is take a look at the growth in the CC sector alone to see what's happened. There have been significant issues that have shown themselves, and the growth in all of the various technical sectors, IDN wasn't an issue in 2000 and so forth. So all I'm saying is the landscape has changed so drastically that in 2000, when you were looking at what you had and what you were trying to accomplish, you tried to be deliberative, but at the same point in time, you did have to acknowledge that you really had no idea what the impacts were going to be. And I'm not just talking about numbers of TLDs, but the overall, look what's happened with spam and all of those various issues, and the emergence of DNSSEC. So there's so many things that have come full circle at this point in time that I think we did the best that we could with, given the pressures that we had from various constituencies and concerns, many of which have proven to be legitimate. So I guess I don't feel uncomfortable about being deliberative and moving forward. I do feel we do need to have a definitive plan for moving forward, but I think the plan has to be capable of being viewed as responsible in all sectors. And when I say all sectors, I'm not just talking about constituencies, but I am talking about, and I know Susan's on the call, it has to be viewed as being responsible in the world community as well. So that's
yep. So Ken, can you just respond to the particular question I was asking, though? Do you consider that we start from a starting point that we've looked at the decision to create TLDs and now we're talking about the detail of the best way of doing that, or do you believe we should start from absolute ground zero and we need to put arguments forward as to why there should be TLDs at all?
Well, I think we've done a lot of that in the past. I think that, and frankly, the people who were uncomfortable with the initial establishment many of them still have the same concerns. And I'm not afraid to echo some of the concerns that I remember from years ago, concerns that were voiced by, let's say, the business constituency, the IPC constituency, defensive registration issues. They're just, I think there are
changed probably. Yeah.
Pardon me.
A lot of those positions probably haven't changed. But, you know,
that's right. And I think we just have to acknowledge the fact that there are serious concerns out there, and also there's probably very serious. There's a lot more competition in the marketplace at this point in time. It's just not as. It's not exactly what was envisioned back in the year 2000. All you have to do is look at the European Union. The countries in the European Union now they probably constitute somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 25% of all of the second level registrations. When you consider all UK and the Germans and the fact that the other countries are opening up their secondary space. It's very, very difficult. I don't like the idea of going back and starting with a whole new study all over again. But I think as we move forward, we need to take into consideration. My biggest concern, frankly, between you and I is, number one, there are legitimate and pressing needs to get specialized TLD sectors out there. And I don't think we can delay the process for clearly defined specialized TLDs. I don't like the idea that baby gets thrown out with the bathwater.
Yeah,
you know.
So that's basically saying that you accept that there is a need to introduce TLDs, and now you're really talking about what the criteria is.
Absolutely, from that standpoint. I agree, I agree 100% from that standpoint. And, and secondly, I think that as we move forward, we need to have a clear policy that covers IDNs, because I would hate to be introducing a new TLD knowing that the possibility might be there that somebody else would end up with the IDN strings. But I'm not that technically strong. We have people here like Carrie and other people that can help deal with these issues, and people like yourself and from the registrar community who understand this a lot more than I do. But, you know, we have to be realistic about this. That's all.
Thank you, Ken. Okay. Avery?
Yeah, thanks. I basically wanted to say that I sort of agreed with those who are saying that basically...
Sorry, Bruce, we can't hear.
Okay, sorry. Am I doing any better now?
That's much better, yes.
Okay, I picked up the receiver. Okay, I'm basically saying that I agree with those from having read all of this material that's been put forward, that indeed the decision to proceed in measured and responsible manner with new TLDs was indeed made, and that it's just the conditions for doing it, the policies under which it would be done, that is really an open issue and was what was related in the trials. And I also wanted to say that I basically agree with going in parallel on finishing up the part of review that yet needs to be done, and just the review from the perspective of today, even if the review from before was complete as of this time, there's obviously been new events, and that that review should be scheduled to sort of be over either before or at least by the time the first draft of new policies are available, so that those new policies can be reviewed in the light of that analysis.
Right. So that, yeah, I think that's a fair approach too.
Thank you, please.
Yep, that was Tony Holmes, was it?
Yes.
Nicholas too, please.
And Nicholas, anyone else want to join the queue?
Bruce, you want to just move me to the end of the queue since I've spoken before?
Tony Harris put me in, but I'll confirm after Tony's spoken.
Okay. I'll put you in, Tony, and I'll, and Marilyn, you're asking to be moved to the bottom of the queue. Okay. Tony Holmes?
Yes, I have to agree with Ken. I think we all need to acknowledge that the landscape has changed considerably since the initial work was done. But I do believe, as being one of those who was involved in the original process, that that was very much focused towards an initial set, an initial round of introductions. And we now have experience of that, and I think we need to take account of that as we move forward. We shouldn't pretend that we've got a policy if there's no agreement that we have one, and that's still an open issue, I think, for a lot of people. But even if that's the case, we need to look at moving forward in a way that's probably fairly slick, and running maybe the two threads in parallel may enable us to do that. But I'd find it rather difficult to subscribe to the view that we've got an ongoing policy, because I don't believe that that was my understanding when we did the initial work. It was very much time focus for an initial round of new GTLDs at that time, and it didn't extend beyond that.
Yeah, I think that's the key point, Tony, that I, you know, because you can read it in different ways, and that I think would be the expectation of many that were involved in the early stages of that. I'm still a bit struggling, though, if you do leave that vague. I think at some point, that's the bit I'm struggling with, that you can get away with just leaving that vague.
I don't think we can leave it vague. I believe that we have to do some work on it, but whether that demands a full PDP process and it turns into a lengthy exercise, I would hope that wouldn't be the case, and we should probably look at ways of expediting that. But I don't believe we can just ignore it and pretend that a policy exists when I would suggest there are many people who probably wouldn't subscribe to that view.
Right. So, but I mean, this is still a very key point to me, is to, from a process point of view, is what we're doing with that. Because if you say that there is no policy, and the policy was just purely to introduce a limited round of TLDs, and that was it, and now we're starting from that point forward, then a PDP process is really going to be about, should we introduce new TLDs? You know, get the constituencies to make statements on whether they
support introducing new TLDs or not. And I'm just a little worried that that debate is a huge debate which was had once, and it will probably be a lot of the same arguments come up again, that'll take us a year.
Well, I'm not sure on that, Bruce. A lot of that, I think you're right, hasn't changed. Views haven't changed. But what we do have is new information that could have changed parts of that or brought in to the debate new elements of it. And one of the ways we could look to handle that is to ask constituencies to review their input into the original process and identify aspects or issues that have changed. That way, I don't think we have to go back over all of the work that we've done before. It's the new elements, the new experience that we need to take account of now when we look at policy moving forward.
But would you like to, I mean, the way you're describing it, we would, via our bylaws, need to run that as a PDP? Because you're saying there is no policy. The policy was purely to introduce TLDs for a limited round.
In terms of the process, I think that's correct. It would be run as a PDP. But in terms of the actual terms of reference and what that PDP would cover, I think we could make that probably fairly slick so that we don't have to go back over everything.
Okay, so you're suggesting, so some people, this is where I'm trying to get the sense, so some people are saying that's review what's changed and treat it as a review process. You're taking a different track, which is saying that's treated as a policy development process on the basis that we don't have a policy, and therefore we run it as a PDP.
The problem I have with the former proposal, and I don't think the work differs that much, but the problem I have with the former proposal is that that does assume that a policy exists, and the problem I have is that I don't think that's the case.
Harry, to speak, please.
Yeah, me too, please, Bruce.
Okay, I've got, just let me track here. So I had Nicholas, then Tony Harris, Carrie, then Ross, and Marilyn currently is kind of after Tony, but I'll let her decide whether she wants to move further past Carrie and Ross. So Nicholas is next.
Thank you, Ruth. I'm afraid I will actually add more questions than answers to the debate, because I feel that Marilyn raised some very valid points towards the beginning of this call, and I've been more and more puzzled as our conversation has evolved. And the reason, and I think it's also here something, I'm echoing Bruce here, I'm echoing Tony here, I'm struggling to understand whether we, if we are, or if we have already made an evaluation. And if this evaluation, or was this evaluation, an evaluation of a current practice, introduced new GTLDs, or an evaluation of, how shall I put it, a more formal policy. And to make matters worse, I think I'm puzzled because I don't exactly know why I'm puzzled. Is this because just I'm suffering from a lack of institutional memory, and maybe so, and then I just apologize for my ignorance to councillors who have a longer experience than me, but maybe I'm also just puzzled because I feel that there is no policy or no established practice that we can really assess, and then we probably need to create one, that's clear, but then we're looking at the creation of a PDP like this on the introduction of new GTLDs. I think we can't only look at basically who and when, but we also have to look at the questions of whether and how, basically. And so
where there is really the first part of it, isn't it? So you can have the whether, and then you have the who and the when and the how. But the first thing is the whether, and one of the things that's unclear is whether we whether the weather's been answered. And to pick on your general comment, I think your confusion is shared by pretty much everybody, including me, because when I've looked at all the documents, they're very different threads. There was this original thread that was very clear at the very beginning. It started from the Names Council. We introduced the TLDs. We're supposed to be evaluating them. And then there's a whole lot of other stuff where the board and the staff have produced documents on strategies for TLDs and questions for TLDs, and so a lot of those are pretty much working on the basis that we've decided to introduce TLDs. Like, nowhere in the last 2 years has there been a debate about whether we should introduce them. The weather hasn't been discussed in the last 2 years. The last 2 years is all about allocation, whether we use auctions and all sorts of stuff, which is presupposing that you already have a policy. And that's okay. The confusion.
Okay. So it's not that I've missed something. It's actually
no,
that it doesn't...
No, no. I think if you read Olaf's summary document, it becomes clear. And I tried to break it up into a table, but there are two very different threads. There was the original thread that started in around 1999, and then a new thread that started around about 2002, 2003, where it was about what we need to do to introduce more PLDs. So the weather had already been removed from that discussion. It was all about the who, the what, and the how.
Okay.
But I just want to get clear so I understand your position. Your position, as you understand it, because you've got the documents as much as the rest of us have, your impression is that we need to have a PDP that covers the topic of weather to introduce new TLDs.
Yes, absolutely. That's a fair assessment.
Okay, thank you. Tony Harris.
Yes, well, Tony Holmes actually covered pretty much what I wanted to say, except just one very short comment on Russ's comment about how we performed in the year 2000. I think history really would say we were right, because if you look at the problems that the new GTLDs had, particularly those that had more than three letters, where we had all these complaints coming in, and I don't think that's sorted out yet, I think really dragging our feet on that was not such a bad idea. Another comment I would make is we don't have policies. I think we have procedures which were taken up. There is no timeline on what anybody who has some project for a new TLD would be able to adhere to. I mean, when will there be a new call? That's sort of haphazard as far as I can see. It comes up sometime, and then the board takes some action on it, but there is nothing written on, you know, there'll be, this is the way it will go, and we have a schedule, we have dates, something that could be foreseen. And another comment I would make is, if there's a policy to be made, perhaps we should consider, if approval is granted to an application, I think XXX would be a case to look at, how can that then be blocked by an outcry from different, either public or private organizations or representations? Perhaps in the policy something should be built in to not take things so far if they're going to be shut down when they're approved.
Okay, and so, Tony, just if I, and I'm just sort of being particular because I want to get this answer from individuals as we go, your position is that we need a PDP on the question of whether to introduce new TLDs, or your position is that we make that as an assumption and we move on to the...
It's not on whether to have new TLDs. I think there's no reason why there shouldn't be new TLDs. I think what we have to do is a good job of getting them on top, that's all.
So doing it right, basically.
They're doing it right, yes.
Okay. Okay, Marilyn, you can go, or I've got Carrie and Ross.
I would be happy to defer.
Okay, Carrie Carr.
If I recall correctly, by December of the year before last, if not December of the year before that, ICANN had undertaken a commitment, or rather was obligated, to produce a statement of process whereby an application for a new TLD could be evaluated on its own merit rather than compared to a whole bunch that would have been submitted in a given time to call. I'm not really sure what's happened to that other than that it's sort of run out into the sand. But before we go and make any statements about need for policy or the implementation even of a new policy, perhaps we should take a really close look at the historic record and see what threads are still just dangling
out
there.
Well, we have, actually, Carrie. That's the document that Olaf's produced. And if I can clarify that, in the MOU, ICANN was required to produce a strategy for the introduction of new TLDs. But a strategy could be the strategy is not to introduce them. That is a valid strategy.
Yeah, but the precondition for this discussion is that statement. We're not approaching this from scratch. We're approaching this on the basis of stuff that has already happened. So we're talking in this case about the reversal of something that seemed as though it might have been a good idea.
Because if you look at the decisions, if you have a look at the paper that I produced, and there's a copy in the that I sent 24 hours ago, the decisions are there was a decision to have a limited round of TLDs based on the Names Council thing, and there was a decision to, this is, I'm talking board decisions, there was a board decision to have a limited round of sponsored TLDs. Those are the only board decisions there are. And then there are some staff documents which are basically saying, here's a strategy where we would go and ask all these people for their views on how to implement TLDs. But that doesn't flow from a policy or from a board decision.
So the statements that have been made in the reports, the periodic reports to the DOC about ICANN's intention, that isn't a concern of ours as we discuss policy.
I'm going to address that question when I speak later in detail as well, Bruce, or I could comment now.
Yeah, go ahead, Marilyn.
And I'll come back on my other points later. Carrie, that was part of what I was referencing when I said that, in my opinion, some of the responsibilities of the council have been colored in by others, and we perhaps did not stand up at that time and say, hold on here, this is our responsibility. The requirement in the MOU is to produce a strategy. I have had extensive conversations back into a number of sources, and that does not mean automatically that we will introduce GTLDs or we won't, or that we'll introduce only IDNs or only ASCII, but it is a strategy. Where we are now, and I think that we have to be informed by previous and I will adopt a word used by Tony Harris, I believe, by previous procedures or practices. They don't necessarily equal a policy. Our job is to decide whether and how to turn that and the current situation into a policy that can guide going forward. So I think we must take into account existence of procedures or practices or previous decisions. But, you know, I don't think we can make assumptions that a policy exists just because of that. And that's the question I think we're still trying to do.
Okay. Yeah, I think that is definitely that is the core of the issue, I think, Marilyn. Ross Rader?
Yeah, I just wanted to, I really object to the characterization of existing policy as being process or practice or somehow a byproduct of conversation that has less than official status. I think it's very, very clear. The record reflects that we do have policy in this area. The question that we need to seek to answer is whether or not this policy meets our current requirements. But to say that the work that we did in 1999 and 2000 is no longer policy, I don't think that's... I don't think it's a
sustainable position. Can I just pick up on that, Ross?
Please.
I think the policy, if you read the whole policy, basically says that the GNSO or the Names Council agrees to introduce TLDs,
mm-hmm.
that the TLDs should be evaluated,
yes.
and that the further introduction of TLDs should be subject to that evaluation. That's basically the
Absolutely.
Complete policy. So that,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree with that, but we can't write that off.
No, I don't think anyone is saying that. I think what we're saying is really that last sentence, which is that the further introduction of new TLDs is, you know, should, I'll have to get the exact words, but should be based on that. So what I'm hearing from, I was sort of treating it as two separate ways. One is to sort of say that you can decide that you would continue to introduce TLDs unless there was some problem that occurred in that evaluation, or you make the view that you will only continue new TLDs if the evaluation says that it went great. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
the one is stopping something because of some information, and the other is continuing to do something because of some information. I don't know whether I've expressed that particularly well, but...
No, I completely hear what you're saying.
And so I think this is a core question because, as others have pointed out, I think Tony Holmes and Nicholas Lagergren have said that, in their view, we can't really say that we have a policy to continue to introduce TLDs because the policy stops at that point where it said we would evaluate the continuing introduction, if you like, based on that. And Marilyn's pointed out that that evaluation is still ongoing. It hasn't been finished yet. Some elements were not finished.
I think the policy is very clear on that point, Bruce, in that the future introduction of additional top-level domains be done only after the evaluation is done.
That's correct,
yes. It doesn't say stop and reconsider and initiate a PDP or reevaluate or any of those things. You know, what's unclear is what that future introduction is, what the criteria, all of those things, but I think the policy that we've passed is very, very clear on that point.
Just say that again. So you're saying that... Okay, that is again, the sort of subtleties I'm trying to understand here.
So the subtlety is that the Names Council resolution passed in 2000 was very, very clear that there would be some sort of future introduction done after the evaluation.
Right, well,
and it's that lack of clarity. It was that forward-looking view that I was talking about earlier. There wasn't enough community work done at that point to define what we meant by that statement. But it's very, very clear that there is some continuing path beyond the 6 to the 10.
Even if
that path is to say the 6 to 10 went terribly, let's not do this anymore. You know, that is a forward-looking path. There is no period on the end of that sentence that says stop the work after the evaluation.
Yeah, the exact words are that the future introduction of additional domains be done only after careful evaluation of the initial introduction. So this is the kind of ambiguity that I'm referring to, though, because you could interpret that as saying, okay, I've just delivered my report, the report was terrible, but because I've delivered the report means we can keep going. Or you say that only if it's a good report do I keep going.
And I'm not presupposing either of those outcomes. I'm just simply saying that there is further work. The policy is quite clear that
the policy is quite clear that an evaluation should be done,
right?
And it says the future introduction is done only after careful evaluation of the initial introduction. That's the exact words. Others want to speak, or shall we try and catch views of people who haven't spoken yet, such as Grant Forsyth?
No, I'm just listening, but I've only got about another 5 minutes, then I'll bid you farewell.
Okay, Philip Colbrook?
And I'll defer to the views expressed by Ken and Carrie.
Greg Ruth? Is Greg there? Just wanting to pick up, make sure everyone's had an opportunity to speak.
Bruce, at the end of this, can I come back and conclude my deferred
remarks? Yes, sir, you might as well come back in right now, I think, Marilyn, because I haven't found anyone else that hasn't spoken already.
You know, I want to be clear on where I see us, and here's where I see us. It seems to me that, and I'm taking a very broad look at this, if we do not address the process of addressing, not solving, but addressing, IDN, we will be a failure as a council, and we will do, I think, great harm to the Internet as a whole. I see addressing IDNs as a significant priority. So I want to just put that comment on the table for everyone. The introduction of ASCII TLDs, I believe that we have to address the question of whether to introduce more, how, et cetera, et cetera, taking into account the evaluation. But I think that... While I think that we have to be informed by the lessons learned as we move that policy development process forward. I don't want to prejudge the outcome of that decision, but I do think we can do something along the lines that Tony Holmes was, I think, describing, and that is, you know, perhaps updating the information about weather and then moving forward rather than starting completely over again. And that was why I also suggested that some other work could be done, if it doesn't have to be done by us, in parallel in order to advance the policy development process related to the introduction of further new GTLDs. I think it does have to be a PDP, but I think it can, through the terms of reference, have some accelerated phases. It should, for instance, take into account those reports that the ICANN staff have generated but we have not seen, as well as any other reports that we would, as the council, direct to have as input.
Okay, so what I'm sort of hearing, I guess, is that that we treat this question of weather as part of the policy development process. We continue the evaluation work. We want it to continue, so the evaluation part of the job needs to continue, and we need to identify which bits of the evaluation haven't been done yet. And I think, as Avery said, even since that evaluation was done by Miriam Shapiro, that in itself is almost getting 2 years old, or at least some of that material. So, you know, the evaluation part should happen. So we have a topic of evaluation, and then we have a policy development process that picks up the questions of weather. It picks up the questions of what the criteria, in other words, the who gets to have a TLD. It picks up the issue of the how, in other words, what are the allocation methods you would use if there's some contention, like if there's more than one people that want something. And it picks up the issue of the conditions, what's important in the agreements that get signed, the escrow and the other provisions. So that's kind of bringing us into the item two of the agenda. And this is, again, I want to throw this up for discussion. One of the things that I think, well, I'll pick back on what Marilyn was saying, is does the community, the ICANN community, trust the GNSO to run this? And I think that question comes down to two parts. One is, does the community think the GNSO is going to get input from enough places? In other words, to fully consider the different points of views, the first part. And the second part is, can the GNSO manage this in a timely manner? In other words, can we put together a plan for doing this work that converges and people are clear that on such and such a date they're going to see an output? So I think those are probably the trust elements of it. In other words, what does the board or the ICANN community trust the GNSO to do this? And this is, I think, where we need to be very clear on what our plan is for doing this work. So if we decide we're going to pick on the weather topic, we decide we're going to pick on the topic of the criteria, the who, the allocation, the how, and the conditions of sort of the what, if you like, can we do that in a timely manner? And my thinking this through, I think the only way we could do it is to sort of almost say we're going to initiate a PDP on that block of work. We want constituency statements on those sort of four or five areas, and we try and work on it as a single project rather than saying, okay, we're going to have a PDP to decide weather, and that'll take, you know, 100 days at the bare minimum. And then we have a PDP to decide the conditions, and it's another 100 days and so on, and it really will. Each of those 100 days typically doubles, as we found from experience. So if I can just open a queue on this particular topic, assuming we're doing a PDP on all of these things, how do we do that? What are people's views? My personal view is that we can't do it as a series of sequential PDPs. We've got to try and manage it as a... this is the PDP, it's starting, this is the background papers. We pick up the sort of things that Marilyn was suggesting, that with regard to the weather question, we're updating our previous statements rather than creating them from scratch. But but whatever we do, we need a plan. So I'm just interested in input on this question.
Oh, I don't mind taking a crack at it, Bruce.
Ari, also, okay. Please.
So just hang on, just slow down, I'll just take a cue on it. Ross, Carrie, anyone else?
Can we just get Grant before he leaves?
Okay, I'll put Grant on first in that case. Anyone else?
No, I'm still listening, thanks.
You just got volunteered, okay. Go ahead, Ross.
Yeah, I think what you're describing is the only sensible approach to a PDP on this subject, Bruce. If we look at the early history of the DNSO, we attempted to work this problem in serial, and Working Group C was at times a horrible disaster and other times a marvelous crucible of consensus, but it was only when we started looking at issues within the context of the other issues that we were actually effective. So I'd really support that approach. The only other comment I'd make on the subject is that we need to be sure that we are basing our work and starting our work based on the past work that we've already done. I would be sorely disappointed if we attempted to come up with new answers to all of these questions to which we already have existing answers. We should try and build on that previous work. And to that point, just to Olaf's summary, I noticed that the Working Group C reports aren't referenced in there, and they probably should be.
I need an amen for Ross's flowery descriptive for Working Group C, the crucible of consensus. I think that's incredible.
And I think just to pick up on those comments there, Ross, I think if we look at the different categories, if we're looking at what the criteria are for a TLD, and we look at things like what are the conditions that a TLD needs to meet, a lot of that material exists because we've just done a .NET tender, we did a .org tender, we've got the registry agreements exist for the sponsored and unsponsored, which basically have conditions in them. So I think a starting point would be to get some staff support to just kind of write what the current status is in those different categories,
mm-hmm.
and then we're commenting on that. We're not trying to create, you know, a registry agreement from nothing, and we're not trying to create criteria from nothing. Okay, Carrie?
I certainly agree that the intricacy of the issues that we're looking at is best dealt with in a single integrated study and then document. However, the issue of IDN on the top level is one of extreme urgency for the CCTLDs as well, and they're actually a different set of issues that that drive their interest from what would be driving our interest. But we can't really afford to allow the two discussions to be asynchronous. So the cues that we're going to be getting for how rapidly we need to act on the IDN component of all of this are probably external to our own sphere of control.
To clarify my statement, Carrie, I think I wasn't taking IDN into account when I made that statement. So any level of integration I was referring to was strictly around standard ASCII GTLDs, and I think that it's extremely important that we pursue that IDN work in parallel and have it predicated on the notion that there will be some useful output coming from this other committee, i.e. that there will be new GTLDs.
Yeah. My specific concern is actually that the CCTLDs are using as an argument to move forward their interest in IDN on the top level the fact that it is solely a CCTLD concern. And I don't really see how we can agree with that. So as they talk about this, we need to talk about it at the same pace,
mm-hmm.
which may somehow strain our ability to see to it that all of the intricate details that we need to consider are, again, just one single coordinated study.
Can Carrie, can we then drop into the third item of the agenda? And I thought this would probably get us to this point.
Mm-hmm.
On the topic of IDNs, there's two approaches. One is we treat IDNs just the same as any other TLD, and we build it into this whole process, which could take some time, as we've said. The alternative is to say we treat IDNs like we did the initial round of GTLDs and say that there will be some sort of pilot project with IDNs. It's a joint project between the GNSO and the CCNSO. That pilot project sets some criteria for choosing, 10 IDNs to test, and we treat that quite separately, just like we've just done with the sponsored round. We just had a round of sponsored TLDs, and when we're treating that really as part of the pilot, part of the evaluation. That's
right.
That's really something I'm just putting again on the table as to, is that a way that we can deal with the IDN topic?
Well, again, the distinction that we may end up needing to make is between a TLD which exists in ASCII and the operator of that TLD being able to argue the need for IDN representations of the same string, and the notion of somebody saying, I would like to propose a new TLD, here is the label, oh, by the way, it's an IDN one.
Bruce, if I can be put on the queue on that point, please.
Okay, let me just get that clear. So it's a TLD that exists in ASCII and wants
additional representations of its string using other character sets.
Additional representation.
So you, as an example, Carrie, would give us .NET, perhaps. Is that an example? Or .NET?
Well, let's take one of the specific cases. I mean, .CN wishes to have the Chinese equivalent of CN, which is just fine, I suppose, but they also wish to operate the Chinese equivalent of .com and .net, which I suspect at least the operators of the ASCII.com and .net might not regard as an uncontroversial issue.
Thank you. That's
So can I just clarify just a different way of putting what you've said? So there's a TLD that exists in ASCII, and there's additional representation in IDN of that particular TLD.
Yes.
Can I clarify that just one level again, that it's the same registry operator? Is that what you mean?
Well, these are the kinds of issues that we're immediately going to be plunged into. And this presumption of incumbent right to multiple representations of the string is probably going to be the single most difficult thing to resolve.
That's the point I wanted to clarify. I think that one area that is extremely clear where we don't have policy is what the scope of a delegation is. And that question must be answered. There must be some policy development work on that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's actually quite
easy. It cannot be a presumption.
It's quite easy if you are operating a national registry in a country that has pretty much a singular relationship to a language and saying we would like to have our CC label in that language as the country is named in that language. That's kind of a clear case. And there's nobody else who might say, no, we want to operate the localized version of your string. But things get way different when CCs that become IDNified start looking at what would be generic labels in their own language space.
And even just to pick up your former one, there is still an issue there too, Carrie, because a country might decide it wants to create some competition. So it might say, the current operator of .cn will continue to run .cn. We're going to look for a different operator to operate the Chinese character version of .cn.
Absolutely.
So it's still not absolutely clear, yeah.
And it's not even clear whether or not IANA has actually conferred that right to that country in the first place, Bruce.
And this is the issue, I think issue number one, that needs to be waded through, that if a case can be made for an IDN equivalent to an ASCII TLD label, how then do we address the issue of delegating the operation of that new label?
Yes, that's a good way of putting it. So on this topic, and I agree these are hot questions, my question is, can we deal with this issue as part of a pilot, or is it that we're actually having to jump straight in and create a policy on this topic?
It's my understanding, just to say the last on it, that the IDN workshop that's foreseen for Vancouver may very well address this specific issue, the broad issue of IDN on the top level. I'm not certain about that. If there's somebody here from ICANN who knows better about the plans for that workshop, perhaps they can say something.
That's just a workshop's just sort of discussing it, trying to work on a process that comes to an outcome.
I'd like to speak on that point.
Can you put me on the list too, please? This is Avery.
I've got Marilyn, then Avery, anyone else? Okay, go ahead, Marilyn.
This brings up the question that I wanted to address. I have a point I want to go back to about two, but let me do that at the end because we're now on a new topic. I think there is a risk that policy, again, is going to happen by process and procedure rather than by policy. So I really welcome Carrie elevating our awareness of this situation. The workshops are going on. The president has created a, quote, president's committee, and we have to be very careful and ensure that we are undertaking the policy development work in this. I also agree with Carrie that there's a linkage, a strong linkage, and has to be between all of the, between the supporting organizations, particularly the CCNSO and the GNSO. The workshop takes up the technical issues related to this example that Carrie gave. If we're not clear what the policy issues are and that we're going to address them, or we're going to form a cross-SO working group to address them, we're going to find ourselves in the same situation that we're finding ourselves in on GNSO. Policy is being made by procedure and process. I think there's to that.
Sorry, what was that?
I don't think we should let policy on this be made through the workshop process.
Can I speak again, too, please, about this specific point, Bruce?
Yeah, just on that specific point.
Yeah. I actually mentioned the workshop in the specific belief that its agenda had not been concretized. And if we wish to ensure that it doesn't address some component of this that's more peripheral to council concern than it otherwise might, now's the time that we need to chime in. That if council applauds the fact that there will be an IDN TLD workshop, we would also like to provide some input into the way it's agenda.
Thank you. Avery?
Yeah, I wanted to basically speak in favor of following the full and proper process for the policy to create these new TLDs, but I see no reason why, if there's something like the introduction of the new IDN TLDs, that can't be a separate piece that is a pilot. In other words, have very definite policies on things that we have experience in, and on things that perhaps there's less experience, that a certain component of that policy be a pilot, and maybe we can make the pilot and the resolution and how you follow on from the pilot an explicit part of the policy, so that future GNSO councils don't have the same sort of open questions that we have on how one proceeds.
Bruce, if I may get in the queue, please.
I'll let again and ask you to clarify what you meant by pilot.
I've got Ross, and then, sorry, Avery, if you could just...
Yeah, and basically, for example, in terms of doing the STLDs the last time, there was a small program that was designated as try and evaluate, see if you got it right. So we've done that on the STLDs, and that's been done on the general TLDs. And if we're going to basically recommend a method for doing the IDN TLDs, there's going to be a lot to be learned. So that's what I meant.
Perhaps, and just before we jump to Ross, because I just want to sort of clarify something, the sort of themes I'm getting out of here, that there's a concern with jumping into IDNs, that if it's done as a series of sort of bit-by-bit decisions, like someone makes a decision saying, okay, we're going to let China run its IDN for .cn, so the decision gets made, and then someone says, okay, we're going to let VeriSign run a Chinese version of .com, and that all seems sensible. But then suddenly some Asian country says, actually, we want to run our version in our own, you know, Arabic character set of .com. Well, suddenly we're starting to get ourselves into trouble, because we're saying, well, if we set precedents for these decisions, are they policies, whatever? And so I guess what people are saying is, maybe even if we're doing a pilot with IDN, we should follow a policy development process to even clearly define the parameters of that pilot, rather than just sort of leave it to you know, a series of decisions without a you know, properly thinking that through. Is that... Okay, I'll just throw that on the table and then perhaps jump to Ross.
Yeah, I'd like to speak against the notion of a pilot, both within the GTLD space and the IDN space. As a matter of fact, across the GNSO, pilots have typically been conducted miserably. I view the learnings that have come out of those as being extremely weak, poorly analyzed, poorly understood, and mostly a way to expedite conclusions towards some sort of inconsequential goals of, you know, commerce or et cetera. We've seen it time and time again, and I would, you know, along the lines that Marilyn was discussing around, you know, process and practice becoming standard, becoming policy, I think we should seek to take out the broom and sweep up around that a little bit and really make a concerted effort to establish policy, establish standards before we take any sort of action. And that may be viewed as the slow way of doing things, but I think the results that we get at the end of the day are far, far superior to what we have now, which is just a, you know, an absolute mess. The IDN pilots that we've seen in the past, I think, have been rotten. I don't see anything really truly valuable coming out a lot of the. I wouldn't say that the new GTLD work that we've done is useless, but under a more controlled environment, I think we could have got a lot better results from some serious policy work. So I'd really urge us not to jump to a pilot on any of these issues before we've got, you know, along the lines that Aubrey was suggesting, let's make sure we've got some policy in place, some understanding of what that policy should be, and then maybe we can do some testing of that policy. But let's not go in and loosely test concepts through some pilot program.
And actually, so do want to speak on the issue of pilots when I can get any.
Yeah, okay, Matt. Could I just, what I'm trying to do is just sort of summarize, make sure I understand the key point. So your concern is that you would prefer that the introduction of IDNs be done as part of a sort of controlled policy process so that we're all clear on what that policy is.
If you put my feet to the fire, Bruce, and said pilot or no pilot, controlled or otherwise, part of policy development process or not, my druthers would be no pilot. Let's focus explicitly on establishing the standards. Part of that standards development may be, you know, as with the ITF process, at a certain point you have to test interoperability. But until we've got that level of clarity around that standard, let's not go there at all. Let's just let's put that off to the side and focus on the hard work first.
Okay, and so the counter side to that could be something what I think Marilyn mentioned earlier on, is what happens then if the pressure from some people is so great that they start creating alternate route and approaches to introducing IDNs. They say the GNSO and the CCNSO are too slow to come out with this policy. We're not waiting forever.
Mm-hmm.
We've introduced this new piece of software. We've installed it in all the DNS systems in our country, but so it's a big country, and we're just going to do it anyway.
Bruce, could I comment, please? Go ahead, okay.
Yep, so I'll go Marilyn, then Tony, but I just sort of want to sort of say that that's the counter-argument is if
we can't account for the actions of the nation-state. They're always free to pass whatever laws or legislation they want to get at the desired behaviors. I think that will always be a threat. We've had alternate routes for the last 20 years. The Chinese operate their own internet. You know, these are risks that we face. I don't think we can let that scare us away from doing the hard work.
Okay. Marilyn and then Tony?
Yeah, I wanted to clarify that my view on pilots, I tend to support everything Ross said about pilots. I think we've learned nothing from the pilots that we've engaged in before, except that you can't recover from pilots, and we don't seem to run them in a way that we actually learn anything. We seem to have done them as a way to buy off one faction or another.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my behavioral observation about how pilots have happened in the past. I think we have to do the work and do it with integrity, and that there will be the answer to some of these questions from policy position, maybe no, that it is not a good idea for the Internet to have a .com and a .net at the first level written in every language in the world. That may mean that some countries make a decision that is going to be unique to their country. With the growth of electronic commerce and communication around the world, I see the likelihood of that happening as being, in the long run, limited. It might erupt in a place here or there, but not if we work hard to advance the standard and a practical approach to trying to address the problems parallel with the rest of the community who has to address them, because ICANN has a limited role in this.
A limited role in what, sorry, Marilyn?
In solving the entire IDN problem. And Carrie has spoken much more articulately and Avery than me, but, you know, ICANN can do some of this work, but the IDN work involves work from the broader language community, et cetera. So doing a pilot, that's why I'm unclear on what a pilot would be. It, would it be a test case where we would let one country do anything they wanted to? That's very, you can't recover from pilots in this world. That's not a demo, that's a pilot. So if it's out there, you're basically encouraging every other country to do that same thing. That's one risk. You also, if we don't take the steps to address the problems and challenges that exist in IDNs overall, it's going to actually be adding to the fragmentation of the route.
Okay. So what I'm hearing, I'll go to Tony first. Sorry, have you finished, Marilyn?
Yes.
Tony.
Well, I just wanted to comment on the fact that in terms of IDN, I think there is work to do in ICANN, and it's something which I would readily encourage. And if people aren't aware, I think they should be aware that this is another area where the ITU are getting increasingly involved. There is now a proposed question on IDNs in study group 17. One of the parts of that question is to look at what coordination is needed with IETF and ICANN to support the work of IDN, and there's certainly a view in study group 17 that if that details work that isn't being done in either of those places, then it will be done elsewhere. And there are responsibilities which we all have as the ICANN community towards IDNs, and I think we should bear that in mind and do everything we can to advance it. If we don't, then I think it's certainly going to get fragmented in the way that Marilyn expressed.
Okay. So what I'm hearing, I guess, well, firstly, are there any other people that want to speak to the IDN topic? Okay. I guess what I'm hearing then is a sort of summary of the call so far is that we treat the weather question as part of a policy development process, and in that policy development process we're going to look at the criteria, the allocation method, the key conditions and so on. I'm also hearing that we should treat the IDNs as part of that process, so it would probably come under...
I don't think that's what I heard. Can I ask that question?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, because what I thought I was hearing is that we shouldn't jump and do a pilot of IDNs without first having done some policy work to decide, you know, what are the key boundaries, if you like.
Yeah. So maybe I don't disagree, but I just want to state this. So there would be perhaps the overarching question, which we would examine whether new generics and whether and what kind of IDNs.
I think the weather question, I think, would be, well, we can phrase it in different ways, but I would phrase the weather, whether we should have new TLDs, and people might come back with that saying yes. We think they should, but they should only be IDNs. Or some people might say, yes, they should if they're only in such and such, which kind of takes you into the criteria discussion. But I would treat the weather question as across both those two topics, as really doesn't matter what sort of TLD it is, what the character string is, it's whether we should have some new ones. And then if you decide, yes, there would be some new ones, and you're into the criteria, I would see that IDNs is part of the criteria. In other words, on what basis would you accept new TLDs? What are the restrictions? All those sort of questions that Carrie raised.
Okay, I better understand your formulation. I'd be interested in hearing from other counselors, because this does make the bread box very big, right?
It does. Yes, that was my concern originally. That's why I was trying to think: can we split it off? But I'm also hearing that IDNs needs to be considered as part of the other issues as well.
I think we can split it off, though, Bruce. I think the IDN discussion can be predicated on an understanding that the new GTLDs are desirable, and I think you can make your decisions based on the. That, in other words, new GTLDs are desirable, so we're going to go ahead with this IDN thing. But if it turns out that they're not, then we'll stop it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a fair assumption.
So is that then saying that the stuff that I talked about earlier in the call, we've agreed that we're going to do that as a single policy process, but are we now saying that we'll do the IDNs also as a policy process, but as a separate policy process?
I think they should be done separately so they can proceed at their own pace. I wouldn't want the IDN discussion to be accelerated unnecessarily or hindered unnecessarily by this other discussion.
But I think one of the other reasons potentially for doing it that way is that the IDNs is necessarily going to be a discussion that involves the CCNSA.
Absolutely.
Whereas the earlier work can probably be isolated into the GNSA.
Right. I agree. And the IDNs, and I am going to make a point now that I was going to make under 2, but I'll make it now because it's relevant. I believe that, and I recommend that Council needs to work these two issues as committee of the whole, but that we also need the ability to retain experts of our choosing to support our work and advise us working in support of the existing policy staff that we have, but recognizing that different kinds of expert reports or expertise may be needed to advise the work of council in these two policy development areas. And I think that council needs to take responsibility for determining that. In the past, there's been a bit too much of an arm's length relationship when reports have been requested from WIPO or from OECD, and I'd like us to be more involved in identifying the expert reports and identifying experts to advise us. That will add a budget item to the development of work in both of these areas.
Okay. All right, so let me just propose something then. What I'm trying to seek here is kind of a high-level decision from the members on the call that we can then work on and start fleshing out. But can I state that there's a high-level decision that we're going to treat the topic of whether to introduce new TLDs, the criteria for introducing those TLDs, the allocation method and the conditions for those TLDs, as one policy development area.
Can you go through those four areas again, Bruce? I'm sorry, so there was the whether or not...
These four areas, mind you, could be refined, actually. Okay. Ross, they're not locked in stone, but I'm just
trying to
get the
general
sense.
Bruce, yeah.
Yeah. The criteria for accepting new applications, in other words, similar to what we did with .NET, you know, what are the criteria for a new TLD? The allocation method, if there's more than one application... I'm also assuming here in that... As this process goes forward, and certainly given the past where they've been fairly, thorough evaluation processes, that there's a scaling issue. So even if the system could technically handle 1 million new TLDs, ICANN's organisational structure can't. So that means there's going to be a limit, and therefore there probably needs to be some thought given to how you allocate. If we decide we're going to do 100 a year, how we decide who gets those 100. So there's the allocation method. Then the key conditions that would be imposed on the operators. And those key conditions could include things like escrow. It might include things like, you know, must use an ICANN accredited registrar, you know, all the
delegation,
sort of stuff.
Delegation,
yeah, all the stuff that's kind of in.
Things.
Yeah. So that's kind of. So stating that in kind of simple terms, we're basically looking at the whether, the who, the how and the what or something like that as one PDP process. And secondly, we have a second PDP that would be done in consultation with the CCNSO for the introduction of IDNs at the root level.
I think that's a great...
Okay, so can I... Can I get a sense then, if we just pick those two things as I've proposed, can I just get a sense of who's for and against that approach?
And are you going to separately deal with the need for additional resources at a different time?
Yes, that's right. I'm really trying to understand the process issue at this stage, and then we can look into the resource issue, and that's something that would be worked on with Olaf and others. But I just want to get the high-level approach. And the reason why I'm asking this question is that the board has asked for a response from the GNSO. What I committed to do and Paul Toomey asked me, is to basically give the board the rough outcome of this call, and just say that we were up to so far, and that what I would then do is try and I guess start working on what would be kind of flesh this out in a bit more detail, and then as the council approves that detail, we forward that onto the board. So I'm trying to at this stage get a sense of what I can say to the board is an outcome of this call.
I can support this approach as long as we do, in fact, make it clear to the board that we will need additional resources and that we expect to have them. And I say that recognizing that we have been asked by a board member, Peter Dingate Thrush, both in the cross-constituency meeting and then from his seat on the board, for council to advise the board of what resources they need in order to adequately do this job.
Okay, and I can't give a definitive answer to that other than to say, as in the specifics, like X dollars. All I can say is that we currently believe that we will need some additional resources, and that will be clarified. That would be about all I could say.
Exactly, and there probably are in the nature of experts who would advise us rather than just more policy development staff.
Carrie, to speak, please.
Yeah, go ahead, Carrie.
One of the things that we simply are going to have to be able to do, however we formulate our course of action, is respond nimbly to developments with the IDN component, at the very least, of CC development. So if something happens that surprises us, we have to be able to respond in a manner that's consistent with our own longer-term interests. And I'm not quite sure how best to address that, but I think there should be some statement of cognizance of it, that we are not simply addressing issues that are specific to the GTLD situation. And perhaps, as Marilyn is suggesting, that we therefore require some clear platform to which we can refer that can provide advice not only to us, but to the entire situation as it's unfolding across the entire TLD space.
In the area of IDNs?
Well, that's the specific thing that I can see where CC interests and G interests need somehow to be coordinated.
I can use that as an example of what Marilyn has requested. Okay, so what I'm suggesting going to the board with is basically saying that we've identified we want to handle this as two policy development processes, and that we foresee the need for being able to engage outside experts to assist us in those two separate processes. For example, experts in what's happening with IDNs around the world in within CCTLDs as well as generic TLDs.
Well, I wouldn't say so much experts in what's going on in the IDN discussion, but rather people whose linguistic and whose understanding of linguistic and cultural requirements can be weighed into the discussion, so that we are not simply internationalizing the namespace on the basis of some poorly understood, gratuitous set of unarticulated principles. That if we need to justify the entry of a new TLD string into the root, if that string is going to be justified on the basis of its IDN characteristics, then we need to be able to confer with people who are capable of assessing the reasonability of doing so in terms of language requirement or whatever else we might need to be taking a look at. And those people are probably not experts on IDN. They are experts in the way one would internationalize a set of TLD strings.
Bruce, for me, I was just going to just make one humorous comment on this, and it sounds to me like the story of car companies trying to choose the name for a car in different markets. And there's some well-known examples where a word that sounds nice in English, when translated into Spanish, is essentially a swear word, and I've heard of cases where a car has been called a lemon in that relevant local language. So certainly I think you're right, the cultural issues of choosing a name are complex. Go ahead, Ross.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify, though, on the use of experts and also make a practical recommendation for a one bit of work that we can get a head start on. I think it's important to remember that at least the people on this call are here to represent the interests of the various constituencies. So to the extent that we can take our draft recommendations to these experts for analysis, I think we're going to be that much further down the field. I wouldn't expect that these experts would be making recommendations formed in a vacuum or of their own accord. So we're really looking to check our work with these people, not have them make recommendations to us. That would be my strong preference anyways. The second point, I think the work that Olaf has done on the GTLD policy analysis or the overview of the GTLD policy is excellent. We may want to commission similar work around IDN. I confess I know almost nothing around the state of IDN policy throughout the GNSO and the CCNSO, so it would be useful to have that précis in front of me.
Well, the interesting thing, Ross, again, is I don't think there is an IDN policy. There are some guidelines that were developed.
Right.
That's more along the lines of what
I wouldn't even know where
about
to start.
Policies and procedures.
Right. It's just that historical overview, that's all I'm referring to.
Okay, any other comments?
Is your question to us now, are we in support of the way you've identified this and that this will be the report you give to the board?
Yes, what I'll do, if there's no other comments, I'll then just ask people to say yes or no, aye or no, just at a high level, because it just gives me a sense of whether I can convey this to the board or not. So I just want to know if there are any kind of for or against what I've outlined, including your, if you like, friendly amendment to that, Marilyn, regarding expert advice.
Right. Now that there's been lots of amendments, could you repeat what we're eyeing and naying?
Yeah, absolutely, Avery. We are basically proposing that the GNSO will manage two policy development processes. One policy development process will look at the issues of whether to introduce new TLDs, what new TLDs should be introduced, what the conditions would be for introducing those TLDs, what the allocation is for those TLDs, is one topic area. And the second policy development process would be looking at IDNs, and that work would be done in collaboration with the CCNSO. And let me add a third element. The third element is that we're expecting that the evaluation of the previous round would continue and the remaining work be completed on that. Fourthly, that the GNSO will be seeking, a budget to obtain expert advice to assist in these policy development initiatives. Is that clear? Okay. So I'll call this then to a decision. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Any against? And any abstentions? Okay. So what I'll do then is I'll work with Olaf to try and write up this discussion. Glenn, has this call been recorded?
Yes, it has been, Bruce.
Okay, and so you'll be able to do...
I'll be able to do the minutes if you like.
To the 4 minutes, okay. So the minutes will more or less sort of capture some of the different points and things that were raised. What I will do with Olaf as an immediate outcome is just write up that last statement I've made, and perhaps if Glenn could maybe overnight, for me at least, capture the last 5 minutes of what I've just said and send that to me and Olaf, and I'll try and sort of clean that up to something that makes sense. And then I'll post that out to the council, and I'll post a copy to the board just saying this is our initial view on the topic.
Bruce, I have a question for you and for Olaf.
Yep, go ahead.
I apologize for not noting this earlier, but when I read again Olaf's excellent report, I too noticed a couple of things that we probably want to add in, but also the closing paragraph, I think, is a conclusion that we have to be very, very careful in all of our documents that we're not stating a conclusion that, you know, as we've now debated, we don't think exists. So, you know, I'm not asking to have huge edits in Olaf's document. I'm really asking a different question.
I don't think that conclusion's in there anymore. I think that was in an early draft. Is that right, Olaf? Are you able to comment?
The last paragraph says, sounds like a conclusion to me.
Which draft of the document are you talking to, Marilyn?
Oh, well, you know, I thought I think it's the one I printed out from the link.
With the 18th is the date on it?
Version, it's the 16th. Because the last paragraph reads, in summary, new GTLDs will be introduced with consideration for the concerns of the technical business and the recommendations of government agencies, et cetera, et cetera.
I see no such statement in the 18th document.
Okay.
There is, but I mean...
you didn't it, Olaf.
Addition, really, if you allow me. Addition of document, but this is from... it's a direct copy of the conclusions from the ICANN staff report strategy introduction on new generic top-level domains, dated 30 September 2004. And, that is exactly what it said. Yes. So it's nothing added, nothing withdrawn, but plainly as the conclusions ran.
Olaf, let me just explain the problem I have with the, and I'm looking at the 16th version, so I clearly have to get the 18th version. I think the thing that we have to be careful about, and I understand that's what that report read. I misunderstood, you see, when I saw at the beginning of the next page the word conclusion. I took conclusion to be actually the conclusion to your entire document.
Mm.
So that was the question I was asked.
Yeah, no. In the version I've got, it's just under section 14 from the staff report, and Olaf's just quoting from the staff report.
Okay.
There isn't actually a conclusion to this document. This document's just merely a current and hopefully any other material added to it, an ongoing collection of what's happened.
It may be worthwhile just disclaiming that it's somewhere in the document saying this is a historical overview, not a policy statement of the GNSL.
Yes. You know what? I would like that as a footer on the document.
It's actually the headline of it, new TLDs, past decisions and documents.
But I think what we're, at least what I'm trying to convey is, it would be very helpful to me if the footer on this document and other documents that are resources standardly had a disclaimer that this is a background and resource document and not intended to be a policy statement of the GNSO. Because I'm very aware that governments and others turn to these documents and don't have, you know, haven't had the benefit of this two-hour call.
Yeah, what you're saying is if the document's taken out of context, if someone's printed this off and takes it and gives it to someone else, they read it as basically saying this is the current policy as opposed to this is a working paper of past documents, whatever you want to call it.
Right, and the way I like that in international environments in particular is by having a header or a footer statement so that it appears on every page.
All right. Noted. I hope we can...
Experience tells me that that won't make a difference, but it's okay to put it there.
Okay. Hopefully that will be a slightly less lengthy version of what Marilyn just said, because the footer sounds like it's as big as the whole page.
That's
but if we can get that down to a few words, I think the concept is right.
We reduce the font.
Yes.
Bruce, could I put a question to the council?
Yes, go ahead, Suzanne.
Thank you. And it perhaps is a stupid question, so my apologies in advance for prolonging the call for something that may sound incredibly dumb, but I'm trying to just understand how I might be able to inform the GAC of your decision here, and I will be happy to wait until you actually issue it formally. But I guess I'm trying to understand, would this decision then in part overtake what we had understood from ICANN as suggesting that the questions related to the introduction of new GTLDs would be broadly addressed sort of simultaneously. I confess we are struggling in the GAC as to figure out how best to be responsive to their paper and to their matrix and the series of questions. Just as a personal comment, I find this far more helpful to understand that perhaps the GNSO is literally volunteering to take this on through these two PDPs. But if I could just understand the relationship between your decision to take on two PDPs and the broader sort of strategy paper and the set of questions and the matrix that were circulated.
Okay. Well, what you're raising is a very key issue, and that's why I'm wanting to convey the output of this meeting to the board, and then what I will be seeking is a joint call when we've got enough material together, a joint call with the board to discuss this issue, because this really comes back to, I think, something that Marilyn was saying earlier with one of the board members. But effectively, we're wanting the board to acknowledge that this is the place for this debate, and that debate may well occur in a similar way to what's in those papers. In other words, the GNSO would certainly be seeking GAC input onto in this work.
Mm-hmm.
And we would also seek input of some of the other elements that were in that original matrix. So, for example, if in that matrix it included some of the organisations like WIPO, et cetera, so for the appropriate part of the policy process, if we're dealing with perhaps intellectual property issues at some point, we would certainly seek input from WIPO on that topic, as an example. So what I'm talking about doing is taking that list of questions, that matrix, and pulling that in to a PDP managed by the GNSO, which is as defined in the bylaws.
Thank you, and I apologize. I'm going to have to run, but I really, really appreciate that. But let
me be clear, Suzanne. That's not necessarily something we can control. That's what we're proposing.
No, I understand that, and that is very, very helpful to me because, as you may well know, the GAC, too, has been approached with a request that we try to provide answers to some of those questions.
I'm sorry? The GAC has been approached by whom about answering those questions?
The paper was circulated to everybody in the ICANN community and the set of questions. Our chairman has asked the secretariat to draft an initial response. So I am now, as the convener of the GNSO working group, trying to get my hands around how we best proceed. And what I, just as preliminarily, as a convener, I'm going to propose to my working group. I cannot second-guess their response. But I am going to propose that we perhaps need to understand that the GNSO Council has arrived at a decision to initiate two PDPs. You're going to forward that to the board and engage in a discussion with the board, and that we might need to hold off and be mindful of that development because it probably has a huge impact on how we decide it is most effective for the GAC to proceed.
Yeah, and also just let me clarify too, Suzanne, that I'm getting agreement on an approach. When we then start using the bylaws, then we call for an issues report and we vote on that, and then we actually follow the process. So just want to be careful of terminology. This meeting hasn't actually created a PDP yet.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
For that. And what I would like to do, if you all would find this helpful, is to share with you, sort of keep you apprised as to where the GAC is. Right now, as I say, we have a draft set of questions prepared by the secretariat that, just as a personal comment, taken personally, not even representing the United States, I have some strong misgivings about. So I'm going to start very, very slowly and urge great caution within the GAC working group to be mindful of the fact that you have reached this decision today, and it's sort of, we need to be mindful of that and watch how that develops.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. And I think, just as we're trying to convey what we're thinking to the board, it certainly is, as you're the liaison from the GAC, we'd certainly hope that once we've got that sent out to the council, that you would then convey that to the GAC, which would be very useful.
I absolutely commit to do that, because I think it would be helpful on our end as well.
Okay, any other questions or issues?
Thank you. My apologies. I'm going to have to sign off.
It's been an excellent call, Bruce. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I feel like signing off too, because it's about 12:15 here. But are there anything else anyone wants to add?
Only Bruce. Sort of practical matters. How do we draft forward now?
I will. What Glenn's going to do is write up what I talked about in the last 5 minutes that we acknowledged as a process. I will then look at that my time tomorrow. So if Glenn can do that in the next 8 hours, I will then look at it tomorrow morning my time. I'll then look at crafting, you know, having a look at that. And then I'll talk to you, Olaf, Friday morning your time, and we just agree on something that we'll then send through to the board.
A mobile would be my best bet.
Okay, and, I'll give you a call on the mobile, which will be Friday morning your time.
Right, and I do have another conference call, so, past 8:30, I believe, yeah. Past 8:30 my time, and whatever that would be.
Don't worry, we will get in touch one way or another. Okay, anything else?
Good night, guys.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good evening.
Thank you.
Bye.